Well, WA will have a new government this time next week if the opinion polls are anything to go by. A Galaxy survey on the weekend points to an 11% swing to the Labor Party. That's enough to deliver the 10 seats it needs to dislodge Colin Barnett's Liberal National Government from power after almost 10 years in office. Opposition leader Mark McGowan is poised to become WA Premier then, it would seem, at Saturday's election. He's speaking here with political editor Alison Carabine.
Mark McGowan, good morning.
Good morning.
The polls are all running Labor's way. How can you lose it from here?
Well, we just have to work as hard as we can between now and next Saturday, but I have a mountain to climb because I need to win 10 seats, and the 10th seat has a 10% swing, so we're not taking anything for granted, and we're the underdogs because of that fact. What we've done is put out a whole range of policies and ideas to better Western Australians, and I hope people are realising that.
But are you really the underdog here? The Liberal National Alliance has been in government for close to a decade. The mining industry has had that well-funded ad campaign against Brendan Grill's proposed mining tax. The mining boom is over. That's affecting people's standard of living in Western Australia. You have the federal coalition, which is unpopular. Are you not the beneficiary of a perfect storm that's whipping up against Colin Barnett and the Liberals?
It is true. The Liberals and Nationals have wrecked the state's finances and have created the highest unemployment in the country, in Western Australia, higher than Tasmania, higher than South Australia. And it is true that the government is arrogant and out of touch, but I still have to win 10 seats. And the hardest seat I need to win has a 10% buffer, and that is very difficult to do, so I'm not taking anything for granted. I'm still of the view that we are the underdogs.
The Premier counter-attacked on the weekend, warning that if you win, then the Labor government would be controlled by the unions. Is he right when he says two-thirds of your cabinet would be union officials?
No. We have a range of people. I'm an ex-naval officer. We have ex-army officers. We have small business people. We have people who worked in the public sector. We have farmers. We have all sorts of people who will be prominent if we're successful. This is just the old Liberal Party tactic of trying to scare people. I just hope West Australians don't fall for it.
Well, that does bring in the proposed sell-off of Western Power. That's the Liberals' big economic policy. Labor is opposed to that partial privatisation. How much of a say do WA unions have in your decision to oppose the privatisation?
Well, we've always had the view that a monopoly state-owned asset that provides an essential service should not be sold off. And until a few months ago, that was Colin Barnett's view as well. So it's been a commonly held position in Western Australia for the last 100 years that the state-owned monopoly, which provides power across a massive area, the equivalent of New South Wales, should not be sold off. Now, Mr. Barnett's the one who's changed his position on that, not me.
And what would happen to power prices if indeed it is privatised?
Well, the evidence is that power prices go up, service standards go down, income is lost to the state, jobs are lost, and it eventually falls into foreign ownership. That's what will happen if Western Power is privatised.
But the proceeds would come in handy considering the state of WA's finances. Earlier on in the campaign, the Treasury was warning that your finances, the state's finances, are in crisis. The deficit is above $3 billion. Net debt will top $40 billion and continue to climb. How will you start fixing the state's finances if you don't have the $11 billion from the partial privatisation of the electricity network?
Well, the first thing people should do is vote out the government that created the problem. It's Mr. Barnett's government that took our debts from $3.5 billion to $33 billion in 8 years and has delivered three consecutive budget deficits.
But it'll soon be your problem if indeed you win on Saturday.
If we're successful, and that's why we've got a comprehensive plan to pay off the states or to get back to surplus more quickly than the Liberal Party, and pay down debt as you would a house, which is to deal with it over time. Selling off Western Power doesn't fix debt in the general government sector. And in fact, the government, or the Liberal Party, has not announced a single recurrent cent of saving, whereas WA Labor has announced hundreds of millions of dollars of savings each and every year. That's the difference.
Mark McGowan, the WA election is the first major electoral test for One Nation. The Liberal Party is swapping preferences with Pauline Hanson. Has that deal made it tougher for you to win, or do you think it could backfire on Colin Barnett and the Liberals?
Well, if you vote for One Nation, you're supporting Colin Barnett and his plans to sell off Western Power. And if you vote for the Liberals, you're supporting One Nation. That's what has happened here. Naturally, the Liberal Party has done it because they think it will give them benefit. Only Westerners can decide whether or not they want a Liberal Party, One Nation, National Party government, or they want a stable, competent alternative, which is WA Labor.
But has it made it harder for you?
Well, I think it probably has, because the Liberal Party would not have done it had they not thought it was in their interests. Now, I just urge every West Australian to consider very carefully that if you vote for One Nation, you're supporting Colin Barnett and the Liberal Party.
Now, if as expected you do win on Saturday, you may have to deal with an upper house where Pauline Hanson has the balance of power. How tricky is that going to be for a Labor government?
I've been a minister before, and what you do is you take forward good legislation and good policies and good plans, and you put them to the upper house and you argue the case. Doing desperate deals is not my style. That's what Mr. Barnett and the Liberal Party have done. I'm just into taking forward good ideas, and hopefully that whoever's in the upper house will see the merit of it.
Okay, so you're unfazed by Pauline Hanson. She is in WA for the week. How do you think voters will respond to her? Will she strike a chord with West Australians?
Oh, I think some people probably will like her. She is a Queenslander. I think this election should be decided on West Australian issues. People will come into the state for the last week of the election campaign. I just urge all West Australians to realise that if you want a fresh start, if you want change, if you want to save Western power, if you want a party with a plan for jobs and health and education, your only choice is WA Labor.
And are you suggesting that since Pauline Hanson is a Queenslander, she should stay out of WA?
No, I'm just suggesting that lots of people will come to the state this week as part of the election campaign. But it's a West Australian election.
Mark McGowan, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks very much.
It's a West Australian election, but the country is watching, particularly our federal politicians, to see what happens, particularly with that One Nation vote. Labor leader Mark McGowan in Western Australia. If the polls are right, he will be the new West Australian Premier after this Saturday, but the polls have been spectacularly wrong, so I guess we're all waiting to see, really.
This Is About is a podcast hosted by Jordan Raskopoulos. That's me. Stories told by those who live them.
To do a good job, you kind of have to believe that you're Spider-Man.
He was holding what he claimed was Ned Kelly's skull.
She just said to me, if you can't have this baby, I'll have a baby for you.
What I thought was two different dolphins was just one shark.
What? This Is About on the ABC Radio app or wherever you get your favourite podcasts.
Listen now.
On your phone.
You know, just do the thumb thing.